Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/geekcastradio. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Welcome to the Central Park Zoo.
Just smile and wave, boys. Today we're gonna blow this dump.
People, Marty. Oh, I love the people.
This is the life.
They had the best of everything.
It just doesn't get any better than this, you know?
Until they wanted a night on the town.
Let's go.
What?
Come on. We can be back by morning. The penguins are gone.
This place is crack-a-lacking.
We've been ratted out, boys.
Good evening, officers.
Now, they're being sent way out of town.
Oh, great. This is just great.
This could be the best thing that's ever happened to us.
No, 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 no.
Hey, hi. We just got in from New York.
Brooklyn alert! What are they?
What are they?
They're just a bunch of pansies. Let's go and meet the pansies.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it.
What is he? Guinea pig?
I think it's a squirrel.
Physically fit, physically fit, physically, physically, physically fit.
Could you excuse me for a moment?
What are you doing?
I'm swimming back to New York. Help!
Ben Stiller.
We just gotta ask these bozos where the people are.
How you doing?
We're just trying to find out where the...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Alex.
Chris Rock.
Yeah, you don't see that on Animal Planet.
David Schwimmer.
Nature! It's all over me! Get it off!
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Alex, don't!
Oy vey,
everybody!
From DreamWorks Animation.
Where are you giants from?
We're from New York.
All hail the New York Giants!
New York!
They're out of the zoo.
Navigation.
Without a clue.
Don't give me excuses. Give me results.
Madagascar.
Talk to him, Alex. You know, go over there and give him a little pep talk.
Hi there.
Oh, jeez.
She likes to move it, move it.
We like to
move it.
Get your groove on.
We're gonna miss you, little fuzz buckets.
Glad we can introduce you to the toilet.
Hey, surprise, freaks.
Whoa. I am coming with you.
Wait for me. I'm all pet.
Stop that thing. He's carrying scissors and hand cream.
Oh. Oh. Move it.
Buckle up, boys.
Now look, doll.
This might get hairy.
Launch!
Launch!
Skipper, look.
Analysis.
It looks like a small incandescent bulb, designed to indicate something out of the ordinary, like a malfunction.
Right. Rico, manual.
Mm-hmm.
Problemo solved.
It's more fun when you raise your arms like this.
My goodness, doll, you're shaking like a leaf.
I love you, Gloria. I always have.
Deploy!
Who says a penguin can't fly?
How are you gonna fix this?
We should be up and running in, say, 6 to 9 months.
69 months?
No, 6 to 9 months.
Who made you king of the plane wreck?
Excuse me.
Move it, move it, move it!
The casino.
Perfect. That's where we'll find the penguins.
Oh, ah! You killer fight like a bunch of little girls. Chimichanga! These pillows are filled with baby birds.
I drop down, grab the penguins, and we are out of here.
Oh, oh, let me drop down. I'll grab the penguins.
Enough. I'm gonna leave.
Initiate lockdown and get me animal control.
Mr. Fuzz!
Capitaine Dubois, I am so happy to see you.
You fool. How could you let them get away?
All my fists!
Step on it, boys! Let's get out of here!
Voila! Giraffe at 12 o'clock.
Guys, we've got a tail!
Paparazzi! Hi! What the...
How do we move through Europe without attracting attention?
Wait! The circus!
This train is for circus animals only.
I don't trust lion. Hair too big and glossy. He's not lion. He's lioness.
This is awkward. Remember, we just lay low.
Just until the heat dies down.
We're invisible.
Marty?
The circus! Afro circus! Afro circus! Afro! Polka dot! Polka dot! Polka dot! Afro!
Really?
Move it!
Welcome to episode 42 of Tooncast Beyond, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network and Audible.com. I am your host, Steve Joe and Mike, and joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Newly moved.
Yes. You now have a dungeon to go along with your Megatron persona.
Yes, and then the unfortunate part is I'm basically in the sewer.
Be careful of that turtle soup.
Damn. Saddle. This is Kron.
Today, as we continue on in the season two of DreamWorks here on Tooncast Beyond, we're going to be tearing into the Madagascar films, but we are not going to be doing this in our traditional sense of how we review them. We are going to review the Madagascar films as an overall franchise discussion because neither one of us have seen the third film, and the stupid zebra, Chris Rock, what the hell does he say? Circus, some, I forget what the fuck the thing is in the trailer.
I don't remember. I see the trailer in a little bit.
Circus Afro, that's what it is, because he's got the stupid afro on his head. That's what it is. Ugh, God. So yeah, we're going to be doing things a little bit differently this time around. We're going to talk about them individually, but we're going to talk about it as a franchise. Just to give the brief information on all three films, the first film, which came out in 2005, produced by DreamWorks Animation and released into movie theaters on May 27th of 05, the film tells the story of four Central Park Zoo animals who have spent their lives in blissful captivity and are unexpectedly shipped back to Africa, getting shipwrecked in the island of Madagascar. The voices of Ben Stiller, Jada Pinkett Smith, Chris Rock, and David Schwimmer are featured. Other voices include Sacha Baron Cohen, Cedric the Entertainer, Andy Richter, and Andy Richter. Madagascar was released on DVD on November of 2005, along with a short film, The Madagascar Penguins in a Christmas Caper. Blu-ray disc came out later, blah, blah, blah. It is followed by the other two sequels. I saw this when it came to DVD. I just don't know, man. I just don't. I will say up front, my biggest positive from this franchise are the penguins. They are fucking hilarious. I love the penguins.
Oh, they're by far my favorite part.
the Penguins make the movie. As far as the other characters, I just can't. And this was back, Madagascar 1 was back before Chris Rock was like, well, I get paid $1 million to do voice work.
Because I'm just that awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Not. Go back to China or whatever and do a fourth Rush Hour. Oh, wait, that's supposed to be happening. Anyway, the overall plot of this is I guess it's decent for a family film, and I guess it's great for kids, but, and I like a lot of the, you know, I enjoy all of the Shrek films. I enjoy B-movie. I enjoy a lot of the DreamWorks stuff, and at the same time, I can't stand a lot of it, and these three films are part of what I just don't like about it. It just, they don't tell a really good story, and to me, the whole thing with Alex the Lion, the main part of it between all three of these films is, and I know this is probably true because, well, Katzenberg is now at DreamWorks and used to be at Disney, these three films felt like a ripoff of The Lion King to me.
Not really.
What are your when did you first see the first movie, and what are your initial thoughts on it?
When I first saw the first movie, it was right around the time it came out. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only do I like the voice cast, I liked the movie overall. Of course, there were a lot of B plots going on and C plots going on. Mm-hmm. You know, with the animals of Madagascar, and then where you had Sacha Baron Cohen, which he played that role awesomely. I like him in works that I don't have to see his face. But what made it even better was the penguins. That movie, because of the penguins, made that movie gold to me.
Yeah.
Which I will not, you know, disagree that parts of it are pretty kind of whatever, I don't care. That's pretty much why DreamWorks had to make The Wild to compete with this.
Yeah.
But I really love the first film. It's kind of hard to top that. But, I mean, I liked the animation for what it was. It's, I prefer more realistic, but for what they did with it, I think it worked really well.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. It just, the film just didn't grab me. I don't know why it just didn't. So we move on to, and we'll get into the voice acting and everything else like we always do later, but just to set the stage for the three films, get into the second film, which was released in 2008. Let's see. The sequel to the 2005 Madagascar continues the adventures of Alex the Lion, Marty the Zebra, Melman the Giraffe, and Gloria the Hippo. Starring also again still Ben Stiller, Chris Rock, David Schwimmer, Jada Pinkett Smith, Sacha Baron Cohen, Cedric the Entertainer, and Andy Richter. Also providing voices are Bernie Mac, Alec Baldwin, Cherry Shepard, Eliza Gabrielli, and Will I Am. It was produced by DreamWorks Animation and distributed by Paramount Pictures. Film starts as a prequel showing small part of Alex's early life, including his capture by hunters. It soon moves shortly after the point where the original left off, with the animals deciding to return to New York. They board an airplane in Madagascar and crash land in Africa, where each of the central characters meets others of the same species. Alex is reunited with his parents, problems arise, and their resolution occupies much of the remainder of the film. It won the 2009 Kids' Choice Award. Well, anything kids-based can win a Kids' Choice Award. For favorite animated movie, the film was released posthumously after the death of Bernie Mac, who voices Zuba the Lion. The movie reads, "For our friend Bernie Mac, thanks for all the laughter in the final credits." I think more so this film versus the first film is where I get the Lion King ripoff vibe about.
Yeah,
it.
I could kind of get that. Yeah. For me, the second film didn't really hold up as well as the first.
Yeah, but again,
it's been done better. That's
yeah. But again, you know, the Penguins, they just...
Every movie, that's the only reason I watch them, pretty much. It's the Penguins. And then the reason that they got their own TV show.
Yes, yes.
Which is fully deserved.
I love that show. I love that show. For anyone wondering, or anyone that might comment on this episode post on geekcastradio.com, Tooncast Beyond will be covering the television series The Penguins of Madagascar, yes. But not until we get to the Nickelodeon. It's going to be a while before we get there, but we will be covering it. I'm waiting for it to come to... I'm not looking at any DVD information. I'm waiting for it to come to DVD at some point for a complete series, maybe, because I think a couple of weeks ago, about a month or so ago, I saw a Kevin Michael Richardson tweet on Twitter about that they wrapped up Penguins of Madagascar. So I think, sadly, the series is over, which sucks. But I think it's been on for a while at this point. So, but we will get to it eventually. Like I said before, the way that Beyond kind of runs is we do, you know, film series or film seasons, and then later when we get to where cartoons actually aired on which networks is when we'll get to certain cartoons for that one. We're going to admit right up front that neither one of us have seen Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted. I believe it's still in theaters. I don't think it's come out on DVD yet. I don't know. For me, it's not just me looking at a trailer and saying, oh, this sucks. It's for me because I do watch a lot of television and I see a lot of commercials. When I see the same movie trailer 5 times in an hour, I'm going to get sick of that. You know, and when Madagascar 3 hit, the marketing campaign for it was just blitzing to everybody. And it just... I don't care to see this film. But I'll go ahead and give the information on Europe's Most Wanted. Came out this year. Third installment of the series, following Madagascar, Madagascar Escaped Africa. It is the first film in the series to be released in 3D. Let's see. Film's world premiere was at the 2012 Cannes Film Festival on May 18th. I find this funny. Released on June 8th, 2012, it is the best reviewed film in the series with a 75% certified fresh approval rating on the review aggregate site Rotten Tomatoes. The third film also became a box office success with a worldwide gross of over $548 million. I'm actually going to read part of the plot here on the third one, just so people can get a feel for what the third one is. The story continues from the events of the second film. Alex has a nightmare about himself and his friends still stranded in Africa and finding they have all gotten old. He then wakes from this dream on his birthday, and the animals present him with a miniature model of New York City. Alex suggests to Marty, played by Chris Rock, Melman, David Schwimmer, and Gloria, Jada Pinkett Smith, that they should go to Monte Carlo to get the penguins to fly them back to New York, which they agree to do. So the whole franchise at this point is these are all animals from the Central Park Zoo in New York City, USA, who then get stranded in Africa in the second film. And the third film is all about them getting back to New York City. This entire film franchise, the overall plot line to me feels like an old Wally Gator short where, Wally, some animal rights activists release him into the swamp, and he doesn't like it because he's so used to being pampered at his zoo. And then at the end, the animals or the crocodiles that he ran into in the wild, that his relatives, they all come back to the zoo to live in captivity. Oh boy, I don't know. All right, so that's the overall plot of the franchise. Do you have any interest in seeing the third one at all?
I do, just to wrap up the series, but I don't honestly care.
Mm-hmm.
But I will eventually see it at some point.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I can wait till it hits, you know, DVD, or if hell if it even hits on TV. Let's talk about the voice cast for these films. In the first film, you pretty much throughout the three films, you pretty much have the four main characters constantly. You got Ben Stiller, Chris Rock, Jada Pinkett Smith, and David Schwimmer voicing Alex, Marty, Gloria, and Melman. What are your thoughts on the four main characters as far as the voice actors go?
I think they fit it pretty well. I like what they did with the characters. I think that in some regards they kind of fit their persona of their voice actor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think they did pretty well, and they got a nice mishmash of people for that particular unit of friends in the film.
Yeah.
So it's a nice, you know, polar opposite difference between every one of them.
Yeah. You got, for the Penguins, the best part about these films, you've got Tom McGrath as Skipper, Christopher Knight as Private, or Knights as Private, Kowalski is Chris Miller, and Rico is John DiMaggio. I love those guys.
Mm-hmm. I love the Penguins. That is my favorite part of the film series.
And Sacha Baron Cohen as King Julian, I really like.
Yeah, he fits that really well.
Yeah, Cedric the Entertainer as Maurice, and then Randy Richter as Mort. I like those roles as well. I think the reason why I like those roles is because I like them in the Penguins TV show. Because that's where I've seen them the most from. Mm. Other ones you got in here, you got Elise Gabrielle playing the old lady, David P. Smith playing the spider, and David Cowgill playing the police horse. The voice cast overall doesn't, to my knowledge, just looking here on BehindTheVoiceActors.com, it doesn't change that much, if at all. I'm trying to look down. They added characters like Fred Tatasciore is a couple of new characters, you know, stuff like that. But as far as the main core cast, none of them changed. I don't think any of them changed throughout the three films.
Uh-uh.
Overall, the voice acting for the film series is very well done. Especially when you think of... When I think of voice acting, I think of stuff like Mel Blanc, or, you know, Dawes Butler, or Don Messick, or, you know, Frank Welker. I mean, sometimes when I see these animated movies with these huge stars as voices, there's nothing against those people, but it's like, really? That's a character? I don't know, just sometimes I get that feeling. Not really with these films, but with anything in general, when they go for that celebrity, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, some of them it's kind of an offshoot, but I mean, I've been pleasantly happy with all of their choices in this film.
Yeah.
Series.
Yes. You know, I mentioned it before about Madagascar 1. It got mixed reviews from excellent to terrible, apparently. On Rotten Tomatoes, it received a 55% approval rating based on 178 reviews. On Rotten Tomatoes, Cream of the Crop, 37% of critics gave it positive reviews based on 35. The box office, it top position U.S. box office in the following week with a gross of just north of 28 million. Let's see, worldwide gross of $532,680,671. Hey, if it can make $500 million or over $500 million, that's all well and good. You know, anything that makes its budget back is a success. but people aren't gonna, you know, not everyone's gonna like it. Madagascar 2, same thing. It made its budget back. The total gross was 422, so it dropped about $100 million from 530 to 422 from the first
one. Wow.
Wow, that's a little nuts. Let me see here for the third one. What did it get for? Let's see. I think because the third one is still in theaters. I don't think it's the total box office numbers for the third film aren't. Worldwide total of 548, north of 550, whatever. So the third one has made the most money, so maybe the third one is the best one to watch, I guess.
Yeah, the second one I kind of just didn't care, but I think that, again, was because it was a rehash, kind of in a sense of, Lion King-ish.
Yeah.
So I guess I can get behind that, not having seen the third film and just going by what it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, it looks really interesting. It looks like a cool plot. They're going home to the Central Park Zoo, and that's all well and good. But again, for me, the whole media blitz thing just kind of like, I'll wait. Most Pixar movies for me are go to the theater and see them. Obviously, Disney's Wreck-It Ralph will be go to the theater and see it.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that. Yes, I have seen other DreamWorks films in theaters like Shrek 1 and 2 and stuff like that, but the rest of it, it's so far to this point in this season of Tooncast Beyond, it's been, I'll just wait till it hits DVD or if it comes on TV or whatever. So as far as the IGN crew, I'm going to give it a 3. It's worth a watch on Netflix as far as the entire franchise. I don't think for me personally these are films I would have in my DVD collection. I just didn't get connected with them at all. What about you?
I would say a high 3 because I could watch Pixar films before I can watch DreamWorks. But I would also say because I like the series overall.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good funny points in it. I mean, even looking at the monkeys that, you've got kind of like almost a Muppets reference.
Yep. Yeah, that was pretty funny. and as I've stated, they are all on DVD. You can find them on DVD and digital media as well. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with our final words.
Tooncast will be back after these messages.
Is this thing on? Oh, goody. Why, hello there. It's your dear old Uncle Joker here. I bet you're asking yourself, what could I be possibly doing here of all places? Well, I'm laughing at the fact that this new podcast presented by Geekcast Radio is called Legends of the Dark Knight. Who the heck knew the bat was so popular? Ugh. Join Steve, Mike, and sometimes Tara for reviews on the greatest DC animated universe cartoon to ever meet Gotham City. So join moi for the talk of the town, or I'll send Captain Clown after you. He gets mighty angry when he doesn't get to have his garbage skull. So put on a nice big smile and join us for the next Geekcast Radio Network podcast, Legends of the Dark Knight.
Welcome to a collaboration between the Geekcast Radio Network and the Pop Culture Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast. I am your host, TFG and Mike from the GCRN, and joining me is Zordon himself. Scotty Cash.
That's right, Scotty Cash from the Pop Culture Network, and today we're introducing you to the audio version of From the Command Center, the podcast that will entail our intake on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the episodes, the seasons, and all that other good stuff.
2012 marks the 30th anniversary for Masters of the Universe. We here at the GCRN are celebrating with a brand new series of podcasts. The Powers of Grayskull series will cover every episode of every MOTU cartoon. Yes, even that crappy New Adventure stuff. Join Optimus Solo and TFG1 Mike as they tell tales of Eternia, discover the myths of Etheria, become masters in space, and finally masters of Grayskull. You can find the Pogs podcasts in iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Good journey!
Like animation? Come listen to Animation Aficionados.
And if you disagree with us, you could be a guest on a future show.
Available on iTunes, the Zune Market, and animationaficionados.com.
You can now hear the Geekcast Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear Geekcast Radio, you'll have a chance to win money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. During registration, hit the promo code box and enter Geekcast Radio, all one word, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episodes of the shows will be waiting for you and your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code Geekcast Radio when you register.
Now back to Tooncast.
For you, the listeners of Tooncast Beyond, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Use audibletrial.com/geekcastradio. We are back, and final thoughts on the franchise for Madagascar.
My final thoughts?
Yes.
That would be definitely worth a watch. If nothing else, watch it just for the sheer fun of it and the voice cast, because there's all kinds of goofy antics going on. Even if the story doesn't fully pull you, there's plenty of other stuff to keep you entertained.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I will agree to that. We didn't really touch on it earlier, but I will take this time now to say that I did like the animation style, but again, I'm more so interested in the human stories versus the animal stories. I know that may sound weird, but like, I can watch Shrek because ogres are technically giant green humans.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where I can watch those animated films that have humans and animals mixed in, but, you know, outside of, like, a lot of the Disney stuff, like, Disney stuff, I'm not counting on this. I'm just talking about the DreamWorks stuff. I just can't get into it with this franchise outside of the Penguins. I don't know why. I don't know. So, that's it. You got anything you want to pimp out before we close out this week?
Not really.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Joining us here on Tooncast Beyond, there's always get in contact with us to leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can comment on each and every episode post. Also, send us email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Crap. Damn it. Which we have a brand new review on iTunes. It is from, I'm probably going to butcher his last name, but Jeremy Fenn, or Fiend, I don't know. It was left on August 23rd, 2012. Sorry, we're just now getting to it now, Jeremy. As you know, we pre-record a lot of these episodes. His title on iTunes is Free Entertainment Just Got Sweeter, 5-star review. I have been a fan of the Geekcast Radio Network for the past few months. It got a little confusing since DFG and Mike, Steve Megatron, Kevin, and Tara, the rising star of multiple Geekcast podcasts. Now that I have finally been able to subscribe to all of them, these guys and girl rock. They put 125% and then some into their research while discussing anything and everything to their favorite and least favorite animated movies and TV shows. I really enjoyed their DeLorean segments to remind us how great Laugh Olympics, Wacky Races, and Dastardly and Muttley were, as well as when they discussed and dissected the DCIU films in regards to Season 2 of Tooncast Beyond. I'm glad that they are discussing the DreamWorks films. I did enjoy their pros and cons of the Shrek 1, 2, 3, and 4. Although I found Shrek 4 to be a fitting end, Shrek the 3rd felt like cutscenes to a video game. Haven't listened to the Chicken Run yet, but I'm sure it will be great listen and is worth a subscribe to all their shows. They are an eargasm, and I'm looking forward to more Tooncast Beyond Cast, as well as anything and everything else that they throw to their subscribers. Cast on, guys. Cast on. Thank you very much. Yes, thank you. Yes. We always love positive reviews.
Yes, we do.
Yes. You can follow us on Twitter. The show name there is Tooncast Beyond. Mine is TFGO Mike. What is your Twitter?
SCP-21.
And you can also follow at Geekcast Radio for all the network updates on Twitter as well. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tooncast Beyond and wish you'll join us next time when we will be jumping over the hedge. For now, I am TFG on Mike with
Steve Megatron Phillips.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.